Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are glad you have found your way to this worshiping community. A few ways to learn more about GPC is to check out the ways we are churched together through worship, fellowship, mission, and learning opportunities. Your bulletin has a calendar and a list of announcements, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you or the elder who will be standing at the communion table following worship. During the offering, if everyone would please sign the hospitality registers that are in the pews and pass it down so that we are able to greet those around us. And if you're visiting us today, our worship will take on a little different form because we have Fusion Sunday, so it's kind of a lot of different and interesting things will be happening. So we have a few announcements. So Kate, do you want to start off?
Good morning, I'm Kate Stanford, and I'm announcing the women's retreat. We have a women's retreat November 9th. We need to know today if you are coming. You don't need to pay today, but we do need to get a count. I will be at the communion table conveniently after church, so if you want to stop over and give me your name. We do need to know today if you are planning to come, just because we need to get a count. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm here on behalf of the DPNC. I'd like to call your attention to the bulletin. We're asking for input for what you would like to see in a new pastor. This is really important. We're trying to do our best to please the majority, I guess, of people. We want to get someone who is going to fill this spot perfectly. And so there is a box that you can put your form in outside in the narthex, and there's also a link on our Facebook page and the church page if you would like to prefer to do that electronically. So please put in your information, and we'll be looking at it and trying to determine what's the best way to go. Thank you.
Just tagging on to that, we have our prayer stations today, and in your bulletin there are a number of lists and places, stations you can go to participate in the actions that we have, and maybe we can just add that DPNC suggestion box out in the lobby to that. So feel free, there are forms there that you can fill in, so you're here and you can take some time to reflect and do that during our service today. I just want to say a few things about our upcoming worship. Next Sunday is our celebration of All Saints, where we remember those who have gone before us, those members of our congregation who have died. We will have Reverend Carolyn Grohman here leading us. You can find out more about Carolyn on the kiosk. There's a little bio there. But we'll be remembering those members of our congregation, and we've invited their families to that service. And I'd just like also to say to you, extend an invitation to your friends and neighbors and who may have lost people to come to that service so they can participate in that also. And the following Sunday, we have our Generosity Sunday, and Larry's going to speak a little bit more about that. But that Sunday, plan on really being here and bring a bunch of folks with you, because we're very blessed to have Dr. Angela Sims with us. She is the new president of Colgate-Rochester Divinity School. She's the first woman to lead that school, and she's the first African-American woman to lead that school. So we're very happy that she has agreed to come here to preach with us and be with us. And also, Roy Smith is getting a few of his friends together, and rumors are that it's going to be all jazzed up that Sunday. So we're going to have a little jazz group here for music beforehand, during the service, and even some of the hymns are going to be kind of like kicked up a notch. So come here, bring friends, and get ready to have some fun and swing in a couple weeks. So, Jen?
Just a quick youth group plug. We are going to have our lock-in for the junior highs this Friday. Get here at 8. I don't believe that was actually put in on the Life in the Church bulletin, so I wanted to make sure you knew that was still happening. And then senior highs, we're going to Veracity via arcade after church next week.
Good morning. On November 9th, there will be fall cleanup, and all helping hands are needed to clean up our church home and get it ready for winter, and there will also be donuts and cider provided.
Good morning. I'm going to defer to Frona first for a few words on the church mouse. Frona?
This is a quickie. I just decided I was going to do it this morning. I feel sorry for you. But I look at all of you and me for this big, big money maker coming up. We need help for every little thing. If it's a half hour, I see a nice couple back there. I'm sure you'll help. Over here, you will. And I can see next week it'll be all filled out there. So let's go for it in a big way, and the boss will be happy, and so will I.
Thank you. Thank you, Frona. And now for something totally different. I'm Larry Wakeman, and speaking to you on behalf of the generosity team, as John had mentioned before. Today, right after service, we'll be having more desserts and also your last chance to pick up your Giving Intentions packets. Now, I think you've all heard about dessert first, but as a reminder, having a dessert first is kind of like giving to God first. It doesn't make a lot of sense. You're taught to eat your balanced meal, have your Brussels sprouts, and then have dessert, right? But this is talking about giving to God first before you pay the mortgage and the bills and all that other stuff. To give generously from our hearts, hearts filled with gratitude for all we have. Exercise faith that God will take care of all our needs. It also invites us to share with our faith community our personal stories of giving and receiving and of God's faithfulness. To that end, we put together devotionals, which are in the packet, written by members of this congregation. Okay? Also in the packet is a cover letter explaining the Dessert First program again, and Giving Intentions cards. We're not calling them pledge cards this year because a lot of people I know don't want to make a promise they can't keep. So we're saying, give us your intentions. If you can fulfill it, great. If not, we understand. Okay. In the next couple of weeks, please look over the devotionals and join us on Celebration Sunday, November 10th, when we'll actually have dessert first. Outside the sanctuary, you can bring it in. I haven't cleared that with Bob, the custodian, yet, but I'm sure it'll be fine. And listen to some light jazz and essentially celebrate all of God's blessings on November 10th. Bring back your Giving Intentions cards, put them in a collection bowl, and Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. A generous person enjoys prosperity, and one who refreshes others will be refreshed. Thank you.
And now let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
gift when you give of yourself. You can bury it, hide it, or store on a shelf. In order to keep it, you give it away.
Please stand for the call to worship. Praise is due to you, O God, O you who answer prayer.
Happy are those who live in your courts, of those who are satisfied with the goodness of your house and your holy temple.
You are the hope of all things, Holy One, from the ends of the earth to the farthest seas. Rejoice in God, O people, be glad.
Let us shout and sing together for joy.
And now, with an open heart and mind, please join in the prayer of confession. Creator God, we confess this day to engaging in habits that diminish the bounty of your creation. Not satisfied with the goodness of your holy temple, your seasoned mountains, your rain and soil, we have fashioned a system of sustenance that seems good to us but cannot be sustained. Be merciful to us, for we have sinned. Answer us with awesome deeds of deliverance, O hope of the earth. Give us vision and a prophetic spirit. Renew our vocation as stewards of your creation. Ever forgiving Lord, hear our silent prayers of confession. Hear the great good news of our faith. The Spirit is alive.
To bless the earth.
Be glad, people of God. Rejoice in the Lord your God. God has given you the autumn rains because God is faithful. God sends you abundant rain in autumn and spring. Your barns will be filled with grain, and your jars will overflow with new wine and oil. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God. God has worked wonders for you. You will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. God's presence is made known to us through the wonders of our earth and through God's own Son, Jesus, who walks with us and stays by our side each day, every day, all day long.
I'd like to invite the children forward. Come on over, have a seat. And a little bit. Come on over, have a seat. Good morning, junior choir. That was great. Thank you so much for singing this morning. I love how your song reminds us that Jesus is with us in our hearts all day long, even when the sun goes down. So we're going to do a little experiment this morning and see if we can have some helpers come on forward. And thank you, John, for filling in that space with your piano notes. You know, when a drum fills in notes like that, it is actually called a fill. Did you notice that we have some drums right here? Did you guys all notice that? I also have three musicians who have agreed to help me. They're all right up here. And John, if you will help too, we're going to have the piano go first, and then drums in the middle, and then the piano will finish up. So, even when the sun goes down. Even when the sun goes down. All right, very nice, thank you. Would anyone else like a chance to play a fill? All right, let's come on up. We're going to do Faith, Grayson, and Nathan first. Let's. You can each grab some sticks, and you're going to come on over here, and I'm going to point to you when it's time to go. So first we're going to have the piano, and then I'm going to point to you. You're going to go, duh, 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 and then the piano will finish. Ready, go. Even when the sun goes down. Even when, try it again. Very good, very good. Who else would try? All right, Elliot, switch with Grayson. Owen, come on up right here. Okay, Everett, you're going to be next. Don't worry, Freya, you'll get a turn. Okay, so the piano's going to go first, even when the sun goes down. Then you go, okay, here we go. Here we go, ready? Try it again. That was fabulous. Okay, who else wants to go? All right, Freya, did you want to turn? Okay, why don't you get Everett's? Who else wants to turn? We have time for everybody. Okay, Evelyn, did you just want to go again? You guys can go again. Freya? Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, F, do you want to go again? Okay. So piano goes, and then you go, and then the piano will finish up. Ready? Here in, and go. Da, da, da. That was fabulous. That was so good. Very good. That was great. You all worked together like a whole drum set. It's not as easy as you would think. In fact, I think we should have some adults try it at the end of our service this morning. I hope they were really watching us up here. These fills remind us that God calls us to fill our world with love and kindness and friendship, all the things that the junior choir sang about today. And we can notice places during our day to do a special fill. It doesn't have to be with notes. It could be a fill of smiles, a fill of hugs, or filling in with some help for a friend. So when you're giving some fills away this week, just imagine the drums, and I bet you'll smile. Let's have a prayer together before you go back to your families. Repeat after me. Dear God, help me to fill my days with good things. Help me to share with others fills of love, fills of kindness, and fills of friendship. And let me discover that I will feel full too. Amen. Thank you. You can return to your families. Go with Daddy. And now I would like to invite all of you to move freely around the sanctuary to explore our generosity prayer stations using the green insert right here as a guide. We'll do this for about 10 minutes or so, and you're going to hear an announcement when it's time to return to your seats for the next hymn. So go ahead. Thank you. to our seats now for the last hymn. Thank you. Feel free to return back to stations after worship, too, if you didn't hit everyone you wanted to.
And now we invite you to bring your prayers and concerns and to voice them. The ushers will move around with the microphone and raise your hand if you'd like to voice a prayer. And we also would like to invite any of the youth or the children here who would be interested in doing that to do that, maybe with the help of your parents.
Good morning. Linda Sidori. I received a phone call last night from a friend. Her husband underwent open-heart surgery, and during the surgery, they realized he had a hole in his heart from something previously. So he is in a very tenuous situation right now. He's on life support and in an induced coma, and they hope to do more surgery next week. So she asked for prayers, and she knows that our church is a praying church. So we need to take our prayers seriously. Thank you.
Ginny Smith, I would like prayers for my nephew who is 25. His name is Connor, and he has developed a horrible seizure condition. He's been in the hospital for 4 or 5 days. It's strong. They don't really know what in the world's going on. They do know that he doesn't have any brain tumors or anything like that, but there's something deep in his brain, and they are trying desperately to find out what that is. He's going to have the final meeting on Friday, so please pray for Connor that they're going to come up with something that's going to help him and extend his life. Thank you so much.
Irene Ward, I would like prayers for a friend, Jim Jackson, who has been diagnosed with very bad cancer. And now he ended up back in hospital, and just prayers for his whole family. Thank you.
Hi, Keith Morgan. I would like to ask for prayers for the people of California this morning who are facing massive wildfires. There's reportedly 100,000 people displaced from their homes and 3 million people have lost their power.
Kate Stanford, I just wanted to say thank you for all your prayers around my job. I have started a new job at Strong Hospital working with domestic violence survivors as a trauma therapist full-time. So I just wanted to thank everyone for their prayers.
And Marie Sim, I'd like you all, please, to welcome Angelica and Jerry. Angelica has been worshiping with us for quite a few Sundays, and her friend Jerry came with her today, so please give them a warm welcome. Thank you.
Derek Vail, I ask you to pray for our office manager, Karen Kozlowski. Karen lost her aunt this past week, so prayers for Karen, please.
Gracious God, we bring before you all our prayers and concerns for those who are suffering illness, for those who are suffering the effects of the fires in California, and we give thanks for new jobs and new visions there. We also give thanks for all the gifts you have given us, and I urge you to take a look at the whiteboard over there in the post-it notes to see what people have said about what GPC has given to them and what they give back to GPC. It's a wonderful list of things that we should all be giving thanks for. And let us also pray for peace in the world this weekend, for a call to end of violence. And also, let us take a moment to remember a year ago this weekend, the tragedy at the synagogue in Pittsburgh of the attack that happened there. This is the one-year anniversary of that. And may we pray for acceptance and tolerance of all people. And also, this weekend we remember Reformation Sunday, and let us call upon the Spirit to come and renew our hearts, to come and renew our congregation and our families, and let the Spirit come upon us and breathe through us as we search for our new pastor and search for the qualities that we look. May the Spirit continue to guide our search committee in their work, and let it open our eyes to see how you, God, are leading us forward. And we do this as we all pray together, Our Father.
Aware of the bounty that God has given us, we are invited now to give generously from our abundance. Let us share God's blessings as we collect our offerings.
Thank you. God, we bring to you the work of our hands. Let what we bring and what we do continue to create a more just world. Now, before the benediction, as in the title of our last hymn, do I have three adult volunteers who want to guide their feet up to the drums to help fill our response? And don't worry, you'll get lots of help. Come on up. Rona. One more adult. That hasn't done it. All right, come on. Come on up. Oh, Jan, all right. Awesome. Okay. Now breathe in the words of the psalmist. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Let these words fill you as you go forth, inspiring you to do no less. Dream dreams, see visions, renew God's temple, God's church, God's earth. Go in peace. So I'm going to tell you when to do the fill. I'll point to you. It's coming up.